The sudden blare of klaxons put an abrupt end to his musings. Time is short. 114D returned, moving quickly for a droid.
5 battleships have been detected, Magister.
Ahead of schedule.
Perhaps your enemies received intelligence that their attack plan had been compromised.
A sound speculation, 4D. Is the ship ready?
Standing by, Magister.
After a final look around, Plagueis hurried out the gaping door that led to the courtyard, where the sleek starship, designed by Rugis Gnome and built by Wraith Sinar, was waiting. Styled loosely after a courier ship that had been commonplace during the ancient Sith Empire, the Infiltrator still looked as if it had flown out of the past. Just under 30 meters in length, and shaped like a throwing dart, it had 2 short wings where fletching feathers might have been, jutting from a round command module and ending in curved radiator fins that enclosed the module parenthetically when deployed. But what made the ship unique was a stygium crystal-powered cloaking array that occupied much of the long, tapered prow of the fuselage. As Plagueis entered the cockpit, 114D abandoned the single pilot's chair for one of the seats that lined the aft circumference of the module.
Systems are enabled, Magister.
Folding himself into the swivel chair, Plagueis secured the harness, clamped his hands on the yoke, and raised the ship, which spiraled as it climbed above the towering walls of the old fort before rocketing into Sojourn's opaque sky, invisible to any scanners that might be aimed downside. Already, the first energy beams from the enemy flotilla were streaking into the Greel forests, hurling vegetation and igniting firestorms. Another extinction for some of the creatures that had been cloned exclusively for the moon, Plagueis thought. A second onslaught of laser beams struck the tower where he had passed so many hours in contemplation, toppling it into the courtyard. Outside the Infiltrator, the air was growing hot and jolting winds were being whipped up by what had been unleashed from above. Far to starboard, starlight glinted off an attack ship that was racing toward the surface. Ground-based turbolaser batteries began to answer with reciprocating fire, making it appear as if the sky were at war with itself. At the edge of space, short-lived explosions blossomed as the shields of targeted ships were overwhelmed. But others broke through the barrages, their weapons reducing swaths of forest to ash and blowing huge chunks of rock from the escarpment. The ground shook, and great columns of smoke poured upward. One, then another gun emplacement exploded, taking with them an entire wall of the fort. Plagueis studied the cockpit displays as the Infiltrator continued to gain elevation and velocity, racing through smoke and fleeing clouds.
Rendezvous coordinates are already programmed into the navicomputer,
114D said from behind him.
The comm frequency is also preset.